Good morning. Our question today is it permitted to sit on a bench, a chair, a bed that has a sefer on it? Even if you're learning from it, maybe that's okay. If you're learning from it, maybe not. That is going to be our topic. This is something that we touched on a little bit in the past, and now we're going to go into a little bit more detail. We're going to start with the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya Reish Pei Beis that says as follows, Asur Leishev, it's Halacha Zayin, Asur Leishev. Al hamita she sefer Torah aleha. It's prohibited to sit on a bed that has a sefer Torah on it. So sefer Torah on the bed, don't sit on that bed. We would say the same thing applies not only to a bed, but to a bench, to a chair. If you have a sefer Torah on it, it's not covered to sit on the same level as a sefer Torah. Now the Rama adds on, v'kol shekein she'asur lahanicha al gabe karka. Certainly, you can't put the sefer, be learning from it when it's on the ground. That's even worse. And says the Rama, v'hu hadin shar svarim. And the same thing applies to other svarim. It's not only a sefer Torah that you can't be sitting on the bench with, or the chair with, or have on the floor with you with. It's any sefer, sifrei kodesh. It applies across the board. Now, on this, very interesting, the Shach brings from the Beis Yosef as follows, that Kasav HaRabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach tells us, when does this prohibition apply? Sitting on the same level as the sefer. Davka Shelo B'Shasman Beis HaMedrash. It only applies when it's not the time of the Beis Medrash. What does that mean, not the time of the Beis Medrash? We'll see shortly. Aval Bizman Beis HaMedrash. But at the time of the Beis Medrash. That means everyone's learning in the Beis Medrash now. The Makom Tsar, and there's not a lot of space. It is really packed in. Tsar LeTalmidim, the Talmidim, the Yeshiva Bachers, Mutar Leishe B'Shave Imasfarim V'Hapei Rushim. At that point, because there's no room, you can't spread out, you don't have a table to put your sefer on, in that situation, it's permitted to sit on the same plane, on the same level as your Sfarim, and on the commentaries, talking about the commentaries of the Sfarim, then it would be permitted. In other words, the Lechatchila is, don't sit on the same level. But if you have no choice, it's so packed, you have no place to put your sefer, and the only place is on the same level as you're on, then, says Rabbeinu Manoach, it would be permitted. And in fact, continues the Beis Yosef, it's the Shach quoting the Beis Yosef, that was how Rabbeinu Meshulam was noeg. However, ach, kishelo haya b'makam Beis HaMedrash, he wasn't in the Beis Medrash. In other words, he had space to spread out. He was medaktik, he was strict to put his sefer al gav davar acher kolshu. He would put his sefer at least on something, even if that item was small. It doesn't have to be a shtender. It doesn't have to be a huge textbook. It doesn't have to be something significant, that even something that sefer should be on a different level than the person who is using that sefer. So the default is as follows. We should not be sitting, lying on a bed, on a bench, on a chair that has a sefer on it. However, if you have no choice based on this, if there's no room, this really is not so applicable nowadays. We do have room. Maybe if you think about the Mir Yeshiva, maybe there's not exactly room. But even there, they find ways to have that sefer elevated. But nonetheless, what we're learning in this Rabbeinu Manoach and Rabbeinu Meshulam is if you have no other choice, there's no place to put the sefer, then you can put it on the same level as you are on. Nonetheless, continues the Shach that the Baal Sefer Orchos Chaim says, V'nira she'en lahakel b'davar. Nonetheless, we should not be lenient on this, because it still looks like it's the zilzul, a disgrace for the Sfarim. So even if it's packed, even if we have no place for the sefer, don't sit on the same level as the Sfarim, because it still looks like a zilzul, a disgrace for the Sfarim. Have a wonderful day.